Baruch Hashem, today is a very exciting day because Jews all over the world are starting the daily study of Rambam again for another cycle. What we're going to try to do with God's help is a little bit of the Sefer HaMitzvahs track every day. Before we jump in, I want to explain what the tracks are. There are three tracks. The ideal track is to study three chapters every day of the Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah, otherwise known as the Yad HaChazaka, is a 14-volume compendium of probably the most exhaustive and thorough treatment of mitzvah observance ever recorded. Basically, the Rambam goes through all Jewish practices, whether of biblical or rabbinic origin, and whether they apply to the times when the temple stood, whether in the times of exile or in the times of Mashiach, and literally goes through every detail of every mitzvah and every practice within Jewish life in very, very explicit detail with all different scenarios and eventualities outlined. And that's the ideal track, to study that three chapters a day, and you'll finish in a year, actually a little bit less than a year, that entire study. Then there's another track, which is one chapter a day of the Mishneh Torah, and you do the math. If in a year you can finish the entire Mishneh Torah by doing three chapters a day, so if you do a third of that, if you do one chapter a day, then you finish the entire Mishneh Torah in 3 years. Then there's another track, which is not Mishneh Torah. It's a different Sefer, but also from the Rambam, which is the study of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, interestingly, sort of coincides with the highest track, with the study of the three chapters a day, and I'll explain why. When we go through the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we don't go in the order of the actual book. What we do is the study cycle is set up that you study the mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which correspond to what's being studied in the three chapters of Mishneh Torah that day. And God willing, what we'll try to do is also sprinkle in a little bit of insight from the Mishneh Torah in order to maybe excite people to level up and start studying Mishneh Torah, either one chapter or even ideally three chapters. But we're going to do the Sefer HaMitzvahs because that is, I guess, more all-embracing, accessible to the most amount of people. But I very much see this as an entry point that people can use, God willing, to, like I said, level up and go to higher levels of commitment to daily study of Rambam. I'll just say that the daily study of Rambam is unique in that you're studying the entire Torah. It is unifying all Jews together because it's something that every Jew, man, woman, and child is capable of studying. And in that way, it unifies the entire Jewish people with the entire Torah. Let's jump into Sefer HaMitzvahs today. And this is going to be an overview style. If you want something that goes through the actual text, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many presentations of Sefer HaMitzvahs out there today. We're living, Baruch Hashem, in an era where the information is out there. You just need need a computer, and you just go online, and there are so many beautiful shiurim out there. This is going to be a certain style. If this is your style, great. I welcome you. And we're going to, with God's help, we're gonna study the Sefer HaMitzvahs in an overview fashion, in a concise fashion. In fact, I'm hoping that today's class is the longest that we're ever gonna be. A little longer because I had to introduce what we're doing and why we're doing it. Today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay. So Sefer HaMitzvahs, you have to understand, is different than Mishneh Torah. It's not going into the actual practical application of how the mitzvahs are observed. It's just describing what the mitzvah is in the most basic form. And the purpose of Sefer HaMitzvahs, as the Rambam explains, is to enumerate what are the 613 biblical commandments. You see, we have a rabbinic tradition that there are 613 biblical commandments. This we know. It's a Gemara in Makkos. It says that there are Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. But it doesn't say what they are. Now, throughout history, there were different versions of enumerating what are the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam is one of those attempts to enumerate what the 613 mitzvahs are. Rambam happens to be probably the most authoritative and well-accepted of those versions. And the Rambam sets forth his rules, how he arrives at which mitzvahs are actual official mitzvahs of the 613. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There are 14 principles that the Rambam said he used in guiding him how to choose what mitzvahs are actual mitzvahs. Because, for instance, you could have something where Hashem gives a command. It's recorded in Chumash in the five books of Moses, but it was temporary. It was just for that time. Like, I'll give you an example. Hashem tells Abraham, Lech Lecha, leave your birthplace. Okay, well, that's a command, but is that eternal? Is that for everyone? Right? No, obviously, that one is not. So how do we know when a command that's recorded in the Bible is for everyone or if it's just for that time or for that person? So that's one of the principles. The Rambam says he only chose mitzvahs that are eternal and universal and binding. Another principle is some mitzvahs are sort of details of other mitzvahs. So he tried to choose the all-embracing category that includes within it the sub-mitzvahs that go within that category. Also, the Rambam says he didn't include mitzvahs that are only extrapolated through the use of the 13 principles of exegesis. There is a tool that the rabbis were given for unpacking or decoding hidden mitzvahs, but that is not what the Rambam is counting as one of the 613, only mitzvahs that are explicit. Then the Rambam says regarding like positive and negative commandments, what about that? Does he count, let's say there's a mitzvah that has a positive and a negative version, like don't do work on Shabbos, but rest on Shabbos. Are those two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam says yes. A positive and a negative each count separately as their own mitzvah. And we have other such principles such as this, 14 in total, how the Rambam arrives at what the mitzvahs are and totals the traditional number of 613. And specifically, 613 breaks down further into, and this is also a universal tradition among Jews, 365 prohibitions, 248 positive commandments. So basically, the Rambam says, I know that there's 613. I know it breaks down to 365 and 248. Now I'm going through the five books of Moses using the 14 principles of how I'm going to qualify what a mitzvah is, and I'm going to tell you what are the 613 commandments. And with God's help, we're going to go through all the 613 commandments. Again, not in the order that the Rambam lists them, but as they correspond to whatever subjects are being studied in the three chapters daily track of Mishnah Torah. Okay, it's going to be an adventure. Thanks for joining me. God willing, we'll get through this, and we will complete the entire Torah, joining with the entire Klal Yisrael. And if you have a friend in the spirit of joining with the entire Klal Yisrael, if you have a friend who you think might be interested in this study, please pass it on.